Ten good people lay by scoffs and scorns, led roundheads all this day, hey, pull their horns. But let conformists and brave cavaliers, until my doleful tone prick up their ears. Take from my neck this robe, a robe's more fit, and turn the surplice to a pennant sheath. This pulpit is too good to act my part, more fit to preach at Tyburn in a car. There I deserved have taken my degree, and Dr. Dunn should have presented me. There with a hempen hood I should be sped, and his three-cornered cap should crown my head. Here I am come to hold up guilty hand, and of the beast to give myself the brand. Hereby confessing I have been ith wrong, I come to bore myself through my own tongue. In learning my poor parents brought of me, and sent me to the university. There I soon found Boeing though was to rise, and the only logic was the fallacies. Instead of Aristotle's Organon, Athens and organs I did study on. If I could play on them, I soon did fiend. I rightly had preferment in the wind. I followed that hot scent without control. I bowed my body and I sang for soul. I cousin doctored cousins and ere long a fellowship obtained for a song. Then by degree I climbed until I got good friends, good cloths, good commons and what not. I got so long until at length I got a wench with child, and then I got a blot. Before the consistory I was tried, where like a villain I both swore and lied. And from the whore I made, I was made free by purging of myself incontinently. But as I scorned to father my one brat, 'twas done to me as I had done with that. The doctors all, when a doctor I would be, as a base son refused to father me. With much ado at length by art and cunning, my tears and vows prevailed with Peter Gunning. Me to adopt, and for his love and care, I will devote myself to Peter's chair. Cambridge I left with grief and great disgrace, to seek my fortune in some other place, and that I might the better save my state, I took an order and did orders take. Amongst conformists I myself did list, a son of church as good as ever pissed. But though I bowed and cringed and crossed and all, I only got a vicarage very small. Here I was warm, and warm I ne'er had been, in such a starved hole as I was in. A fire upon the church and kingdom came, which I straight helped to blow into a flame. My conscience first, like Balaam's ass, was shy, boggled and winked, which when I did espy, I cudgeled her and spurred her on each side, until the jade her paces all could ride. When I first mounted on her tender back, she would not leave the Protestant dull rack, till in her mouth the covenant bite I got, and made her learn the Presbyterian trot. 'Twas an hard trot, and fretted her, alas, the independent Ambelesia was. I taught her that, and out of that to fall to the tentative of prelatical. I rode her once to Rumford with a pack of arguments for covenant on her back. That journey she performed at such a rate, the committee gave me a rich piece of plate. From Hatfield to St. Albans I did ride, the army called for me to be their guide. There I so spurred her that I made her fling not only dirt but blood upon my king. When Cromwell turned his masters out by force, I made the beast draw like a brewer's horse. Under the rump I made her wear a crupper, and under Lambert she became a trooper. When noble monk the king did home convey, she like Darius' steed began to neigh. I taught her since to organ pipes to prance, as Banks's horse could to a fiddle dance. Now with a snaffle or a twine thread, to any government she'll turn her head. I have so broke her she doth never start, and that's the meaning of my broken heart. I have found out a cunning way with ease to make her cast her coat whene'er I please. And if it rack and major she may be, her colts too she will keep most wantonly. I'll change as often as the minuth moon, his frequent changing makes him rise so soon. To each church plum broth, ere it all be gone, I'll have the devil's spoon, but I'll have one. For many years my tongue did lick the rum, but when I saw a king was turn up trump, I did resolve still in my hand to have one winning card, although 'twere but a nav. If the great Turk to England come, I can make gospel truckle to the Alcoran. And if the Turkish Sabbath should take place, I have in readiness my Friday face. If locked in iron chest, as we are told, a lodestone there great Mahomet can hold, the lodestone of preferment I presage to Mahomet may draw this iron age. The congregation way best please my mind. There were most she's and they most free and kind. By chamber practice I did better thrive than all my livings, though I skimmed five. Mine eyes are open now my sins to see. With tears I cry, good people, pardon me. My reverend fathers, pardon I do crave, and hope my mother's blessing yet to have. My Cambridge sins, my Budgeon sins are vile, my Essex sins, my sin in Eyeless Isle, my Leicester sins, my Hatfield sins are many, but my St. Albans sins more red than any. To Charles the First I was a bloody foe. I wish I do not serve the second so. The only way to make me leave that trick is to bestow on me a bishopric. This is St. Andrew's eve, and for his sake a bishopric in Scotland I could take. And though a metropolitan there be, I'd be as sharp and full as arch as he. Now may this sermon never be forgot. Let others call the sermon I applaud, a plot that takes if it believe it be. If not, I shall repent unfinally. I must desire the crackpot of the nation with reverence to let fly this recantation. Our names tied tail to tail make a sweet change. Mine only is strangely and hisly strange.